This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Again, remember, more information about the show can always be found on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Head to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. On the phone with me now is Deb Haas. Deb is with Big Brothers Big Sisters right here in Cincinnati. It's our pleasure to welcome Deb Haas to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Deb. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Now, I must say, I think we worked together back in the 90s at Channel 9. I started my career at Channel 9 back in the 90s, and I know I remember working with you a bit, and at that time, I think you were a producer or something. I don't know. I can't remember, but I know I worked with you before.
We did. I started my career there in the 80s, and I think around the time you were there, I was probably a field producer, just beginning to become a reporter. We had some great times there, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Live TV is no joke.
It is not. It is not. But, I mean, I sure did love that.
Okay, I had to move back to this more relaxed atmosphere of radio, so that really works for me and my personality.
Well, and that, I guess I moved from TV into you know, when we're talking about all the problems that in the world and at Big Brothers Big Sisters, we like to think that we're helping to solve some of them.
All right, there you go. So let's talk about Big Brother Big Sister. Now, let's talk about your mission there. Many of us, we know your name. We've seen you out in the community, but let's talk about the mission. Let's talk about the work behind what you do.
Sure. Well, the mission always is to help kids reach their full potential. Because, you know, everybody's born with it. Some people just have some advantages that other kids don't. So what we do is we pair adult volunteer mentors with kids in the community who can benefit from having that positive role model in their life. Maybe their mother or grandmother or grandfather is you know, working a couple of jobs trying to support a family, and they know that having another positive influence in that child's life can really help keep them on a positive path, because, you know, Robbie, we all know that somebody's going to influence kids. Is it going to be a positive influence, or is it going to be a negative influence? I had a gentleman come up to my door one day with UPS, and I was wearing a Big Brothers Big Sisters shirt, and he said, "I used to be a little brother." And I said, "Really?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "I was growing up, and, you know, nobody in my neighborhood was working, and I knew that wasn't right, and my mom ended up getting me a big brother, and all of a sudden there's this guy who I can depend on, and he says he's going to be there at 2:00 on a Saturday, and he's there at 2:00 on a Saturday, and sometimes he would take me to work with him," and he said, I saw him working, paying taxes, and being kind, and I said to myself, that's what I want to do when I grow up, and he said, I'm doing all of those things.
That's
so
awesome.
That influence was instrumental in his life.
So let's back up and let's talk about some of the challenges. You hit on this when you talked about the young man that you ran into at UPS. But let's talk about some of the challenges these children face that are in your program. Let's talk about that, if you will.
Sure. You know, it's a variety of things. We have quite a few children in our program and on our waiting list who have a parent who is incarcerated and or a family member, another family member that's incarcerated. And so we consider those kids, you know, extremely high risk, because we need them to see, you know, structure. We need them to see positive influences. We need them to see that that doesn't have to be their path. And as a matter of fact, 100% of the kids in our program are in school, and 99% of them are not involved in the juvenile justice system or involved with drugs or alcohol. So we know it works. We know when we have somebody showing them, modeling good behavior, that really influences the kids. And, you know, some of them, like I said, some of them are being raised by, you know, a single parent in difficult circumstances where, like I said, maybe they're working a couple jobs and they're not able to spend the quality one-on-one time with the kids. Some of them have struggles in school. Some of them, it really runs the gamut of when we think about kids who are at risk. And it's just kind of some of them, like I said, about that gentleman, he was seeing nobody in his neighborhood working. We had another young man who, when I met him, he had been in our program for a year or two, and he told me that he was brought to the country from Mexico, and had never become a citizen. His friends would tell him, "Well, you'll never amount to anything. You can't do anything if you're not a citizen." And he said, "I started to believe that." He said, "I was really on my way into becoming a member of a gang, and my mother got me a big brother, and here's this guy coming to my house, and he's you know, taking me and showing me a college campus and talking to me about education and about how I could achieve all of these things. And that young man, it gives me chills, I tell you. He graduated from Xavier University with 3 degrees, and now he's working in politics trying to help the people who are under the DACA bill.
Wow, look at that. That's amazing. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. More information about the show can always be found on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now. Like us there now. On the phone with me now is Deb Haas. She is with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Now, let's talk about this. Now, for those that might be considering, they might consider being a mentor, what is the time commitment?
The time commitment is basically about an hour every week or every other week, and we ask for a year commitment because these kids have had a lot of transition typically in their lives, and mm-hmm. we don't want somebody to come into their life and leave with less than a year. Now, certainly if somebody moves away or some circumstance like that, but we really encourage people to come to the program knowing that they have a year that they can commit to it. And it's really simple. It's taking the child on your Saturday errands and maybe stopping at McDonald's. It's taking them to a playground or a college campus and talking to them about, you know, how to live a positive life and what that means and what that looks like, and going to college or going into the workforce and really contributing to your communities. And what we do when somebody applies to be a volunteer is we do a long interview with them. We do background checks, of course, and then we don't match them with the next child on the waiting list. We want it to be to start from a position of strength. So we look at what things is the volunteer interested in, what things are the kids on the waiting list interested in, maybe geography plays in, maybe the volunteer wants to travel no more than 15 minutes from their house to pick up their little brother or little sister. So we take all those things into account before we make that match, because we really feel strongly that that is a way to keep them together. And we have social workers who are match support specialists who stay in touch with the big and the little and the family member of the little throughout the match to make sure if there are challenges that they can help with that. If the volunteer is just out of ideas, not sure what to do, we have all kinds of ideas. And once we get through this pandemic, we always have monthly match activities. That is something that's paid for by the agency, because we don't want our volunteers to feel like they have to spend a lot of money, and so we try to set something up monthly that the matches can attend. And we think it's a great process. Like I said, the kids, they're in school and they're not in trouble, and we know that a lot of that comes, and they talk to us about that's because they had that positive adult role model in their life.
So for our listeners listening this morning, and they might be considering
being a mentor.
Yeah. So what type of person makes the best mentor?
What type of person? Well, that's a wide variety. It's mm-hmm. somebody who has a year to commit mm-hmm. to this. It's somebody who wants to make the community a better place. What we find too is that our volunteers say, you know, I got into this because I wanted to help a child, and then I found that I was just having a great time and I was making a friend. And the important thing to remember too is the ripple effect that this has, because if you take one child and you put that child on a path or help that child stay on a path, and that child doesn't get in trouble, and that child, the ripple effect that has on their family and into the community when they start, when they get older and they are on a positive path, the ripple effect from that is just incredible. And so it's really somebody who has a heart for the community and really wants to help. It's a great way to, with a one-on-one nature of it. We think it's fun for everybody involved, and it makes such a difference. But I guess it really just comes down to having a heart for children and the community and just wanting to have a positive impact on somebody's life.
All right. And again, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear on the phone this morning with Deb Haas. She's with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Now, you guys have this new campaign. It's a gift card campaign. Tell us about that, if you will.
Well, we were brainstorming because, like a lot of organizations, we really had to cancel just about all of our in-person fundraising events in 2020. So we wanted to start off 2021 with some kind of interesting, unique fundraiser, and January's National Mentoring Month. So what we did is we went to lots of businesses, restaurants, and other businesses in the community and said, would this be a good time for you to make a donation of gift cards to a campaign, and almost all of them said yes. And so we have collected all those. They're all on our website, and folks can go to the website, and you just make a donation in the exact amount of the gift cards you want, and then we will send you the gift cards. So it's a great fundraiser for us that we think will raise between $10,000 and $12,000 in the month of January, and it gets people out into restaurants and maybe other businesses that either they do like or that they've wanted to try. And so it's great for area businesses that can use, you know, that can use that boost right now, too. And I think people feel good about that they are helping both Big Brothers, Big Sisters and businesses in the community.
All right. So, Deb, I don't want to put you on the spot, but what are some of the businesses that have reached out to help you guys? If we want to buy these gift cards, go online and buy those gift cards. Give us an idea of some of the restaurants, the companies, the businesses.
Sure. There are dozens of them, and I'm going to hate to leave some out. But all of the Pendleton restaurants, Boomtown, Nation, 50 West, and Lucius Q, and let's see, Meritage in Glendale. We have things all throughout our service area. We have Papa John's. Papa John's donated $2,500 worth of gift cards plus $2,500 to the campaign. So that was really exciting. You have places like Walgreens, UDF, King Arthur's Court, Target, Dunkin' Donuts, Popeyes,
everything. So it sounds like everything. If you want it, you guys have it.
Yes. And it is fun. And it's fun. Some of them, you know, some of them get sold out or whatever, but we also had some other donors step up. And I will say, if folks hear this and they have a business that they want to get involved in the community, they can always get in touch with me through our website.
Okay. And the website is?
Bigsforkids.org. And that's all spelled out. BigsForKids.org.
Okay, and Deb, how can our listeners, if they want to participate in this gift card campaign, how can they do so? How does that work?
Go right to that website, bigsforkids.org, and you just scroll down a little bit, and it's called Empowering Resilience Through Giving, Empower Resilience. And that is what we do at Big Brothers, so we thought that was an appropriate title. And they can just, like I said, you go on there, you look and see what gift cards you would like and click on it, and then you'll be prompted to make a donation in the amount of the cards that you chose, and then you just go out and support the community and Big Brothers at the same time.
Now, you touched on this morning, but I think it's really important. Let's talk about the impact, the overall impact that you see in the community, that you see in young people, you see in mentors when they participate in this program, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, why it's so important.
Right. Well, 100% of the kids in the program are in school, and 99% are not involved in the juvenile justice system and are not abusing drugs and alcohol. And so that is just an incredible impact. And we see the kids who didn't have a big interest in school, and then a few years later we see them graduate. That is one of the best parts of the year for us, is when we see all these kids graduate, and when they talk back and their parents, you know, I look back at their application, and the parents might often say, you know, I just can't get him or her interested in school. And you know, we know education is important, but it's not working. And then there these kids are graduating, going to college. There's one young man that just graduated this past spring, and his big brother is a construction engineer and used to take him on job sites and let him do some jobs with him. Well, that young man is now at the University of Cincinnati majoring in construction engineering. So we see so much impact from these mentors. But again, they also say that, you know, it becomes difficult to imagine their life without their little brother or little sister in it. And these friendships where we ask for a year commitment very often go 10 years. And then even once the child graduates from high school or turns 18, that's usually when the match closes, unless they want it to stay open. We see these friendships last for years and years. And I'm amazed. One of the restaurants that's involved with us, Boomtown Biscuits, their chef, Christian Gill, was a little brother in Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And another gentleman who works there was a little brother and now has stayed in touch with his big brother for years and you know, as grown adults. And it is just the impact it has. It truly changes lives. And that, I suppose, is what it comes down to, is it's changing these kids' lives.
All right. And with that, we're out of time this morning. And if our listeners would like to find out more about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, if they would like to find out more about the gift card campaign, again, how can they find out more, Deb?
Go to bigsforkids.org, BigsForKids.org, or, you know, in this world today, you can Google Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Greater Cincinnati, and you'll find us.
All right. Thank you so much, Deb. Thanks for all the good work that you're doing right here in the community. We thank you so much.
Well, I truly appreciate you helping us spread the word, because we always need volunteers and we always need funding. And so I really appreciate having the opportunity to talk to your listeners.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to Deb Haas with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Cincinnati. Remember, for anything that you may have missed this morning, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, and like us there, and you'll find out additional information about the show. We're also on Instagram at Rodney Lear on Air and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air as well. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week. Be encouraged.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.